Greetings and welcome. I'm Kim, and this is Creation E, a meditation podcast where you will find discussions and meditations to feed your soul and expand your hearts. This is episode 8 of the Soul Alignment Series, and we'll be discussing today purpose, what it means to live and to create with purpose. Last week's episode, we discussed alignment and soul alignment, and this will have a bit of a, it kind of continues and follows with this. In order to live with purpose, this requires a greater understanding or awareness of who you are. And so as you journey through this discovery, and you're uncovering layers of yourself that you recognize that you are a soul, you recognize that you are a greater being with a purpose. Every soul that is born on earth has come to fulfill a certain purpose. Some souls require many lifetimes before it can fulfill what it came here to do, while others, it's a shorter purpose, it's shorter lifespan. It could be within one lifetime or half a lifetime. Every soul has a specific purpose. Now, this becomes apparent in our older years, or sometimes even our teens. I remember feeling like, why am I here? What is this all about, right? That question that we question. And we become somewhat obsessed, I would say. Human beings, we tend to, you know, become more attached to wanting to know, right? That's the mind's makeup, the ego's makeup. And for some, it's like we are in search of this thing, and that until we find this thing, we'll be happy. And I just recently was kind of contemplating on this or reflecting on the times where I've really wanted something and I've put my attention and intention to it and focused on this particular thing that I wanted. And once I had this thing, it's like I didn't feel much of anything. It's like it didn't fulfill me. Because what I later recognized was that I couldn't even remember how I'd come to creating what I'd wanted. Because I wasn't present. I was only focused on the end result. And this is a little bit of why I'm speaking about this right now, is in order to be in alignment with what we've come here to do, one, we must be detached from needing to know what it is and trusting that it's unfolding. Our nature is a creative nature. We are creators. We are co-creators that have come here to create. We are born from creation and we're here to create. What we create varies and changes, but we have that ability. And the more that you become aligned with your purpose, more aligned with your soul self, with your higher self, the more you are directed to creating everything you need that will bring you into this fulfillment, into fulfilling your purpose. And so if we can remain in a state of honest, a state of wonder of what is this all going to uncover for me? There needs to be a bit of course, a trust that, one, you're capable. So there's a lot of self-confidence involved, empowerment, knowing that you are this great force, this great energetic force that can create anything that you put your attention to. Your intention is that which where your energy goes, and that's what you end up creating. And at the beginning, when we first begin this awakening path or this journey on the discovering or realizing who we truly are, we begin to see how we've manifested everything in our life. The things that we're not proud of to the things that we are absolutely amazed at which we could create. And then that shifts eventually into, wow, well then, if I serve a purpose, then it's a matter of learning how to align with that source, with the essence of your soul. And then it's letting the soul lead you into what it's meant to do. And when you begin to work with yourself as this essence, the soul, you recognize that when you are fully present, you get to experience everything that life has to offer. You get to really be in this presence, and that every moment you recognize that you're creating this, that it is from within that you create. At first, when I feel, I mean, we are creatures of habits. We live in a society that has taught us what to do, what not to do, and we've lived by these societal rules and roles until we recognize that that's not who we are. But in that process, we were taught that creation is, well, for many things for many of us, but I remember for myself, you know, creating was about, you know, artistic. My brain linked it to an artistic thing that I must do or that I can do. And for some of us, you know, when we say, I've heard it too many times with many people that, oh, I'm not really creative, you know, I'm not artistic, that's not who I am. And I don't know how to do that. I'm more logical, you know, I'm more this. And the truth being is that we're all creators. All of us are creators. All of us are artistic in our own way. It's just the way that the mind has perceived what is creation, what is artist, what is art. We've learned it from school. So if you go back to look at it, what was the curriculum at which we learned, you know, a lot of what art was something, a visual form or maybe an expressive form of some sort. But if I were to break that down now and I look at it, really art or any creation that we do is an expression of our essence. We are here to express the essence of who we are. Our soul's essence is expressed through what we do, whether that is in a form of a job, that is a form of a project, a business, and painting, and sculpture, dance, a music performance, you name it. It is so vast. But it is how we best express this essence that makes it unique to each one of us. This is the path of living with purpose, is that you follow that inner desire because you are being led to express yourself in the most unique and beautiful way that is yours. And in order to do that, we've got to break down the energetic patterns and behaviors and beliefs around what that looks like, and removing any mental block that we might be still carrying that tell us that we're not capable or we're not enough or we're, you know, comparing ourselves to others. Our uniqueness makes us who we are. There's only one of us, but together we're all the one beautiful essence of creation. So to put it into more an applicable, I guess, concept is to live with purpose is simply to recognize your soul, to recognize your essence, and to follow the prompts. I think I refer to this in this podcast of like the cookie crumbs. Follow the crumbs that your soul leads you. Follow the signs, the synchronicities that life offers you, because it's there to align you with what you're meant to be doing here. And through this journey of discovering this, you are creating multiple things that lead you to that sense of fulfillment. We can, and in that, you look at what is it, if even take a moment and look back at what you have created. Perhaps some of you, it's a life with children, perhaps a marriage life, perhaps it's a new home, there are so many things that we do and have created. It's endless, but we haven't learned to stop and appreciate what that has been and to recognize our own abilities. And when you take a moment and really look at that and go, wow, have I even taken a moment to enjoy this? This is key right now, to understand that when you create something, when you set an intention, you are setting the wheels in motion, this alchemical wheel that is designed to bring your intention to life. And your job is to trust the process of following that and following the prompts and moving forward, and not to be forceful, because some intentions take a bit longer while others go quicker. And that's just the nature of being prepared to receive that intention. So if we want, our intention is for, I don't know, financial security of some sort, are we prepared to receive this abundance, you know? Are we prepared to receive the next relationships that we're trying to manifest? Are we prepared to receive that next big project that we've been so wanting to create? So there's a sense of preparation that is necessary in order to receive that which we are creating. And this is the journey. And so patience is, you know, of course, always needed, that and trusting that the timing of the delivery of this is upon, dependent of your own processing and your own processing and releasing the blocks that might already be there that are against what you're trying to create. And a lot of this is subconscious or unconscious at some level. And this is why the soul is directly helping you as you ascend through this journey, this path, this evolution that you're on, is the soul's evolution to discovering its own ability to create wonders, to create a life that feels joyful, peaceful, abundant in so many ways, because this is who we really are. But the journey to discovering and realizing that that's our truth takes a specific amount of time for each individual, and that's unique to each one of us. Some of us are able to shift our energetic state quicker than others because we've worked through some of the programming that was there, while others are just beginning. And so recognizing that each one of us is on its own soul journey, its own soul path to its creation, to fulfillment of why it's here, helps us understand each other a little bit more. It helps us work with each other a little bit more with compassion. The creation process has its own unique cycle, has its own unique, it's a cycle. And that cycle evolves as you evolve energetically. it changes with you. It becomes easier and easier and easier. At first, it's a bit tough because if you recall any time you've created or tried to create something, you come against blocks. You come against these stop points where it feels, or resistance that feels a bit harder. You got to work through self-confidence, got to work through courage. You got to work through a lot of different things in order to manifest certain things or to create something that's significant to you. And that becomes easier as you work through these blocks. And that's what I mean. I won't go through the creative process in this audio, but I will be teaching this in the near future. But for now, simply know that when you align with your greater self, you are being led. And if you allow your higher self to lead you, you're being led exactly why you've come here. So you don't have to try to figure out what that purpose is. Because when you try to figure it out, you just it brings more resistance and it slows the process down. Because you can't figure it out with your head, but you can begin to get a sense of it as you pick up the signs and pick up the crumbs and follow it. But in the process of it, instead of being stressed or worried that you don't know why you're here, what's the purpose, what am I supposed to be doing, you'd want to take away that worry and that fear and that like stress about trying to figure it out and allow yourself to discover it. Each moment you are given some magnificent trust that your job is simply to align yourself with your inner desires, with what lights you up. And you, as you follow what lights you up a little bit at a time, you do what makes you feel happy. And as you do that, you get more hints, more get closer. You bring yourself more into alignment with your path of purpose. So if you're, for anyone who's questioning these questions, what is my purpose? Is this all that I'm meant to be doing here? Or is there more? Let yourself let go of needing to know what it is. Keep the question. The questions are not wrong. It's just kind of letting that, it's kind of like you're letting know to your higher self, I'm ready to discover this. And then move out of the way. Let your ego side, your mind, the one that wants to control and figure it out, let it move aside and tap into the higher sense of you, the inner essence of you, and begin the journey of discovering what he or she is. What does this essence inside of you feel like? Who is she? Who is he? What makes me totally be in a state of joy? For myself, for example, I had to discover, you know, there's so many things that I'm passionate about, but I started recognizing when I did certain things how my body felt, how my senses, well, when I paint, I move into a different world. For example, painting for me allows myself to tap into my own essence, to feel what that feels like, every emotion, every senses, and I express that onto my canvas. I express every moment by moment onto that until it begins to take a certain form. Some do this with music. Some do this with, I don't know. There's so many different ways at which you can express this. But it's notice what it is that you do on a day-to-day life that brings you ultimate joy. And take that and look at that and expand that. Because the more you expand that, the more you can bring more of that in your life. And that's going to lead you to a bigger awareness of the path in which to proceed in that will feel like you are in alignment and are on the path of purpose, and that it feels like, yes, finally, this is why I was born. Or like the sense of, yes, finally, I know why I'm meant to do. Even though you don't really, really know, you just have this sense that you're on the right track kind of feel. That's how it kind of feels. And there's a certain level of trust that you've now harnessed within you, that you're not worried to figure it out, but you know that everything is unfolding as it needs to unfold to arrive at this. So there will be no failing at this. You cannot fail at your purpose, because every one of us is here to experience something, whether it's fulfillment of that purpose in this lifetime or not, it doesn't matter. Everything is in alignment. And there's a sense of, it's not joy, but it's sort of like, it's like you can relax. It feels like I can finally relax, because now I truly can feel that my higher self is definitely leading me, because I'm starting to see evidence of that in my life and how I feel within. And it's a really remarkable experience. So we're going to end with this on this note, and we're going to shift and redirect into our meditation. Just find a position that you're comfortable in. Tune into your breath as you breathe in and you breathe out. Allowing your body to settle completely. Letting your awareness drop deeper within, all your senses draw inwards. Mind drop deeper down through the body into the heart chambers. So you breathe into heart and expand the breath. And as you keep breathing, just make sure that you're anchored down through the earth, down deep into the crystalline core. Just for a few moments, stay connected to your breath here as you let everything settle. Keep dropping in deeper, staying connected to the breath to help you and guide you. deep in that presence. As you deepen into your presence, bringing in your guidance team, allowing them to guide you to your higher self, to your soul self that lives within your heart, lives within you. Making that connection, that union. And as you begin to make that connection, allow your awareness to move into a greater state of awareness or consciousness, meaning perhaps you can tap in within, remaining within the body, allow your mind to tap into the realms that are higher in consciousness, like the realms of your higher self. And this will feel like you're above your head in a sense, and you're still within the body, but you're able to float like you would be floating in space. You're allowing your awareness to move upwards. Imagine as you're traveling into kind of space, and you're in this space of, could feel like darkness, could feel light, could feel for many people different. But as you're in space, you're sort of floating in this void, in this space of nothing really, but empty space. Feel the quietness and the stillness that is in this space. Notice the lightness within your body, almost like you could be there floating. And imagine that you could look around, and you're seeing this vastness of space, of blackness, or of light. But it's just space, and it's quiet. Is this pure presence? And in this space is where all your creations are born from. It is like a realm of wonder, where you wonder, what can I create next? What does my soul want to create? And you let yourself wander and be in this space and allow these droplets of inspiration shower you. And as these little droplets drop down, your heart is opening and simply receiving these droplets like they're little seeds coming down. And you're simply breathing and being with this. And you're allowing these seeds to land where they need to land. And perhaps one will become known to you. It will come into your awareness. You will get this inspired idea. And perhaps it's just still dropping. Notice if there's a sense of something that's arising for you. It might seem like a thought, an idea, something you've already been working on. And here we're going to grow the feeling around this creation, even if it's not 100% clear. It is the seed of creation wanting to be manifested. That is in pure alignment with your greater self, with your soul. And you will begin to feel a sensation in your heart, like a lifting of energy, like you're being lifted towards it. Allow yourself to feel this experience as you are experiencing it for yourself. Allow the connection, the vibrational alignment to happen within your body here to this unborn creation. That you're simply feeling the alignment happening within you, and you know when it's happening. Because you will feel a sense of elation, of joyfulness within your heart that it's all happening energetically at this moment. And when it needs to become known to you, you trust that you will know exactly what and when. But in this space of wonder here, in this space, you are simply being in its vibrational alignment and allowing it to move within you, to be planted deep within your core. And here we surrender any attachment to this, to needing to know more, and we move into a trust and allowing state. And we recognize that we're not creating this alone, that there is a greater energetic source fueling this, that the Creator, God, Universe, every word resonates with you, is working with you towards manifesting these creations. And guiding your way to clearing out any blocks that might be in the road to fulfilling this creation. This is how we work in co-creative process, a co-creative relationship, the union between you and Source and others, as we work together. And with each other. Keep breathing in and out. Bring your awareness back into your body. Feeling anchored within yourself, anchored in your belief that you are this co-creative energy, this co-creative essence. That there is nothing stopping you from creating all that you've desired. Taking a deep breath in. Exhale. Release any doubts that might be around this. Breathe in. And breathe out. And for now, allow all of this to leave. That you surrender this intention, knowing that energetically, you're already bounded to this. And that your job now is to be present and to notice the signs of its manifestation. Taking another long inhale and release. May you have a wonderful day. Your meditation is complete. Namaste.